Great. Excellent. Because we have four buttons and four seats.
How are they?
Have seats?
How are they supposed to see?
Push a button. How are they supposed to see what?
The questions. If they're up here.
Oh.
I'm not answering.
That's a good question.
I'll let y'all win.
All right, we have a procedural question.
Okay,
Holly,
so.
Over there.
Yes. So this is going to be like blindfolded Jeopardy?
No, we got to have them down here then.
Put the computer on the table. Put that computer down on the table.
Oh, that's a good idea. The laptop?
Mm-hmm.
Will
but
it
we
do
have
it?
To run the...
But you can still do the computer.
We could do that one. It's not very big.
I think it'll be
But fine. We could read the... Yeah, we can read the...
It doesn't matter.
They of course, can do it from there.
All right, put that in the middle.
Okay, so this is going to be a really bad. This
we're
going to
start with Tressie pressing in. As you guys out there can see, and they can't, there are five categories. Each of them has five questions. Each of them has a point value, and we'll have them pass around depending upon who it is that asked the question last and got it right last. So we'll start with Holly because she was the last one to say hello and actually came up. Like Trusty did, fairly voluntarily. So, pass that down to Holly.
Okay.
And well, Holly, you know how the game's played.
And we can also read the questions out loud for people.
Now, the contestants get a piece of chocolate. Now, these are $100,000 grand bars so that you can convert them into $100,000 if you'd like to do that. And so if someone in the audience has a good answer for something or a particularly bad answer, we might throw one of these to you.
And are you going to be in the audience with a microphone to get
I'm
feedback?
Not permitted to be in the audience. The audiovisual people say we can't get recredited or reasserted or re-somethinged. So
you like you can't do the mobile follow camera thing? Okay, so these category titles sort of kind of maybe relate to the topics, but not necessarily. And so the five topics are ethics, basics, accountability, to be competent, read these, coloring outside the lines, and wild card. Okay? So those are our five ethics categories. So Holly, pick one of the categories and tell us the dollar amount so I can show the answer. Then you'll come up with the question.
And we'll tell you the question answer.
Let's do coloring outside the lines for 20.
For 20?
Yes.
All right. A lawyer should not undertake matters she cannot competently handle and for a reasonable fee as a result of this. This is very difficult, as it says. So, let me give you a clue here. You shouldn't just be taking cases with a walk through the door because you...
are not competent to take those cases.
That's one answer. You got to hit your buzzer, Holly. Make the guess.
Oh, okay.
It's the end of the
and
month.
Anybody can hit their buzzer.
The green buzzer.
Oh. It's the end of the month. Don't take this case because it's...
There you go. You push the button.
Okay.
I haven't played
not competent?
Not competent.
Okay, let's look and see what the answer is, Becky.
That is not correct.
Not correct, but very... But not incorrect either.
No, that's true.
What is the lawyer's need for income? So, it's getting towards the end of the month. You got to fill your coffers here. Some lousy case comes through the door that you know you would never ever take, but you know you can make money off of. It's actually against the ethical rules to do that. Now, who scouts that? I don't know. So,
because you're not going to tell anybody.
All right.
So now, Holly, pick another one.
Pick another one.
To go back, okay.
This doesn't work as well.
How about ethics basics for 10?
This one isn't as easy as it seems.
Basic.
The duty that may attach before an attorney-client relationship has been established. So what duty may attach?
Confidentiality.
In the form of a question.
In the question? Oh.
In the form of I'm not playing this correctly.
Press your buzzer.
And say, what is?
What is confidentiality?
Yay! Holly gets candy. Holly gets candy.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. And you get to ask the next question because the rest of the contestants are never going to be able to do anything. And remember, you guys can buzz in before
yeah,
Holly. That's the idea.
Anybody can buzz in.
Oh, okay.
You've watched Jeopardy.
No.
Anybody can buzz in. Okay. Go for it. Okay, Holly, what's the next category?
Can I assign it to somebody if I pick it? Is that not permitted?
Do you never watch this show?
Let's just do what you want
to
do.
I'm too young to watch Jeopardy.
Yes, go ahead and assign your choice to somebody else.
Okay. Patty.
You'll need to pass the iPad to her so she can see.
So she can pick the category.
All right.
Careful deliberation.
Yeah. We're going to do basics again for 20.
Basics for 20?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. The first question you need to decide before you draft a snit. That's an easy one. Buzz in. And the answer is?
Who's the beneficiary?
All right.
Who's the client?
Oops.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm trying to say.
Will we take that as an answer? What do you think? Should we take that as an answer? All right.
All right.
Excellent.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Select the category and the amount. Very nicely done. You're picking up the
it's
the idea here.
100,000 to 100,000.
All right. We'll do accountability for 20.
Accountability for 20. I'm sorry. I just took over, didn't I?